but looks and behaves like an overgrown schoolgirl. I like her, but a few of the people round here treat her as if she were a half-wit.
What kind of woman was this Mrs. Symington?
She always seemed to me to be a selfish, rather stupid woman, with a good firm hold on life. Not the kind to panic, you would think. But I'm beginning to realise now how little I really know anyone.
Did she leave a letter, or anything of the sort?
She had written, "I can't go on a scrap of paper, nothing more."
Do you have any idea at all whom the writer of these letters might be?
A woman. Everyone's agreed on that. And yes, since you ask, there is one person whom I do suspect.
Oh?
But I'm not going to tell you, Jane, because I might very well be mistaken. That's why I asked you to come. You have such a way of getting people to talk, of sniffing out the truth. You have a nose for evil. Sir Henry Clithering always says so.
I'm touched by your faith in me, Maud. But really, I'm quite at a loss where to begin.
I think you should go and have a talk with Jerry Burton.
Oh?
He's only lived in Limstock for a short time. He's an aeroplane pilot and was quite badly injured in a flying accident. He came down here to rest and recover and to get the use of his legs again.
Oh, so brave, these young men.
You see, Jane, because he's an outsider and has...